You are listening to Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. The Special Representative and Coordinator of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Office for Combating Human Trafficking is expressing alarm over what she calls the massive scale of human trafficking. The OSCE's Maria Grazia Giammarinaro told me that up to 1.6 million people are in forced labor, slavery, and trafficked in Central, Southeastern Europe, Eastern Europe, and Central Asia alone, and that the phenomenon is reaching apocalyptic proportions.
It is unfortunately a massive scale phenomenon. So we are talking about human rights violation of apocalyptic dimension. There are 20 million people in forced labor and trafficking globally. Where they come from? People trafficked come from everywhere, actually. Trafficking is more and more a phenomenon coming from poor areas to wealthier areas. People, in other words, are trapped in a situation of dependency, in a situation of abuse and exploitation. Traffickers, criminal groups, take advantage of their social vulnerability. Migrant workers are under tremendous economic pressure because they have to support their families. So they end up sometimes in situation of abuse and exploitation in slavery-like condition. And this is something really, really horrible. I've seen really horrible things. For example, young girls with cigarette bruises and the whole body, really tortured. Or young men exhausted after months of severe exploitation at work, left without any medical assistance and reduced to a condition of disability in a situation in which they cannot work any longer, they cannot support their families, or children so traumatized that they are scared when someone tries to approach them, to talk to them. So when we say, when we use the word trafficking in human beings, so this is a general word which indicates different aspects of exploitation, what all this phenomena, sexual exploitation, labor exploitation, forced begging, what they have in common is exploitation of a person by another person. And there is, of course, an amount of human suffering involved in this.
So you're talking really about the bad stories. I picked up a book that my 12-year-old daughter is reading at school. It's the true story of an Afghan boy of 10 years old who made his way from Pakistan to Iran, then to Turkey, and then to Greece, and finally here to Italy, with the help of human traffickers. And to hear his story, traffickers are just about everywhere. It's the odd truck driver, it's the fruit seller, it's a farmer, or it's a builder. And though each step of the way for this little boy was terrifyingly dangerous, he was actually grateful to those traffickers. He didn't end up in he wasn't sexually exploited or exploited by slave labor. He paid his passage. But still, it presents another problem of clandestine crossing of borders, of minors who are being trafficked also in this way. But it also brings up so many other questions. For example, stopping the demand for traffickers, preventing people from leaving their countries in the first place, punishing the traffickers, and also perhaps, I don't even know if it's even a viable option, creating acceptable, safe routes for the transfer of people who are fleeing dangerous situations in their countries.
The problem is very complex, and when we talk about preventive measures, we have to be aware that this is a crucial area of anti-trafficking action, because if we're talking about millions of people, we have to be aware that we have to be more effective in preventing this from happening. But how to prevent this, this is a very difficult question. Of course, in a certain number of situations, it is possible to implement good projects to make the communities in the countries of origin more developed from an economic point of view. Many people migrate simply because they don't have job opportunities at home. And this is, of course, a matter of international cooperation in the field of community development and fight against poverty. There are other measures that can be taken. For example, where there are situations of labor exploitation, one area to be monitored, to be regulated, is the area of the recruitment and intermediation agencies, because very often there is the criminal segment of the whole situation, in the sense that workers are placed in a certain job, but they are charged with exorbitant fees. So a situation of debt bondage is created, and of course traffickers take advantage of the situation of debt bondage to exploit people very, very severely. In the case of Afghan children, it is, again, another situation, because we have to differentiate the situation of the driver and the situation of the exploiter. The driver can facilitate a journey, and of course I'm not saying that they are not responsible of something, but it is a situation completely different from the situation of a trafficker exploiting a person sexually or at work and enslaving this person. This is, you know, technically speaking, but also morally speaking, the most serious responsibility.
Your action plan seems to put a lot of attention on women as key to preventing human trafficking. Why is that?
Women are still the most targeted victims of trafficking in human beings. Women are the overwhelming majority of people exploited, sexually exploited, and there is a 40% of women trafficked for labor exploitation. This is something that normally we don't perceive, but women are also exploited at work. For example, in domestic work, for example, in the touristic industry, but also in agriculture. And in these situations, very often sexual exploitation and labor exploitation are associated, or at least women exploited at work are also subject to harassment, sexual harassment and rape. So it's a situation particularly affecting very seriously the human rights of women and their dignity. This is the reason why gender perspective is always needed when we want to prevent and fight against trafficking in human beings. And this is the reason why the action plan is so gender-oriented. Of course, we have to take into account also the fact that children are particularly victimized, and children are victimized in every form of trafficking, in sexual exploitation, labor exploitation, begging, but also they are forced to commit crimes. And of course, children are one of our most important concerns, also in terms of concrete activities. For example, we are implementing projects to improve child protection. We have for example, a project now in Moldova, and the project is about helping 94 children coming from boarding, state-funded boarding schools. The project aims to help them to find job opportunities, to continue their studies. They are particularly at risk because, of course, they are under economic pressure. They are ready to migrate even in unsafe conditions, and they lack basic life skills simply because they have lived in an institution all their life. So in terms of concrete activities, we try to protect children from the risk of being trafficked.
And you mentioned earlier the importance of, in terms of prevention, by promoting sustainable living conditions, health care, education in the countries of origin from which these people are coming. Have you been able to effectively work with the OSCE's partners in some of the other countries? You mentioned Moldova, but also elsewhere?
Yeah, for example, there are important projects in this field in the Balkan region. Child protection projects have been implemented in many countries of southeastern Europe, and this is for sure one of the areas of concern and activity. for the OSCE.
And where do you see the weaknesses in the global fight against human trafficking? Where would you like to see more work done?
There are many weaknesses, unfortunately. One of the weaknesses is the criminal justice response. We have a number of criminal proceedings, which is not commensurate with the scale of the phenomenon. We have more or less 50,000 victims identified globally in the last year, according to the Trafficking in Persons report of the State Department, the U.S. State Department. And, of course, this is not commensurate with the scale of the problem. It is true that many criminal proceedings are carried out not for trafficking, but for less serious crimes. So, of course, we are aware that there is, you know, much more going on than the figures reveal. But, again, the problem is that an indictment for less serious crime means a penalty which is not really deterrent. What we have to do is to be more effective and punish traffickers, because this is itself a means to prevent trafficking. But above all, we have to go after the money. In every situation of organized crime, it is clear that money is the driving force of the crime. And if we seize and confiscate money, this is the best deterrent.
Now, the Catholic Church, of course, through its various institutions and religious organizations, is also very active in the area of combating human trafficking. Does the OSCE in any way cooperate with these institutions of the Catholic Church?
Absolutely. The Catholic organizations have been really key in establishing and enhancing in years the systems, the national referral mechanisms to protect victims, to assist them, to help them to recover and start a process of social inclusion. The OSCE, as a special representative of the OSCE, I host the Alliance Against Trafficking in Persons, which is a platform of advocacy and cooperation, including international organizations and NGOs, civil society organizations. And the commission, the Church's Commission for Migrants in Europe, the CCME, joined the alliance this year. So there is a solid framework for cooperation. And also in my daily work, I have met extraordinary persons dealing with on a daily basis with victims of trafficking. For example, Suora Eugenia Bonetti from the Italian Union of Sisters, working tirelessly with Nigerian women to help Nigerian women, both in Nigeria and in Italy. So I would say that yes, there is a solid cooperation with Catholic organizations.
Maria Grazia Giammarinaro is the special representative and coordinator of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Office for Combating Human Trafficking.